Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert Margetic is here. Robert's a new friend. He is the president of Redwood Financial Advisors, which is a registered investment advisor firm. He's for several decades, he's been advising clients about financial planning and retirement. He's the author of the book, How to Survive the Coming Retirement Storm, and he's our new friend, Robert Margetic. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Talk to us about retirement. We're having a America is having an era happening from a couple of years ago to the next 20 years that's never happened before. The largest generation in America's history is going to be retiring over the next 20 years. That's pretty dramatic, isn't it?
Very much so. And I think that the country and similar things are happening in other parts of the world, too, as the baby boomer generation moves to retirement. And I don't think anybody has really developed comprehensive social policies to deal with it. A lot of the stuff that was put in place, I think we're going to see being highly stressed or crumbling going forward.
Well, we've made 20th century promises that are coming due in 21st century reality, and the two are not necessarily coming together, are they?
No, and I think this is a part that gets hard to communicate to the general public, mostly because math is involved, I guess, but you have...
We don't like homework, do we?
No, we don't. But to get a sense of what the promises are, especially for Medicare and Social Security, and put it in today's dollar terms, what those promises are is that we said we're going to give this income to people through Social Security and we're going to take care of their Medicare. Well, the promises for Medicare, of which are not funded, are close to double today's debt in the United States. So we've got $15 trillion in debt. There's about $30 trillion in unfunded promised health care costs.
Just health care.
Reasonable projection.
That doesn't include the other. I mean, the total...
And another $15 trillion for Social Security.
That's right. Yeah, the total, if your accountant were doing the FASB rules were applied to the government, we would have about... We'd have about $50 trillion of unfunded liabilities, wouldn't we?
Yes, which would basically show everybody's bankrupt. And then you compound that all the states and the municipalities are in the same position with their pension funds.
Right, right. So now that you guys are depressed, Robert, what do we do about all this?
Well, I think one is just to first try to accept the reality that there's no way Social Security and Medicare are going to stay in their current form. And you're going to be retired for 20 to 30 years. They're not going to be there for that long. So there's going to be some tweaking.
You're saying that even the people who are within 10 years of retirement are going to have to make some adjustments?
I would think politically that won't happen up front. What will happen is benefits will be tweaked and reduced for those further out, probably under 50 now. But in a realistic position, is that when we start going through and funding Medicare and Social Security and it starts hitting the budget deficits, once you're retired for 15 or 20 years, once you're in retirement, there's a very good likelihood that these benefits are going to be restricted. And I think the realistic thing going forward for individuals is to at least be aware of that. And you're going to have to either make it up by being more flexible in how you spend money in your lifestyle or being more frugal and more shrewd in how you manage your own money. More responsibility, risk, cost, and uncertainty is going to shift to us, the individual, to take care of ourselves.
Well, another reality of this health care issue is it's one thing to say the government will pay for it, but if the way they pay causes the providers to change their minds, the availability is not guaranteed, and so there may be rationing, there may be unavailability. Somebody may be prepared to pay for it. The government may say, "Yeah, we'll pay for it," but you know, somebody's got to do it first. So that's another concern that I think we have. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think if you kind of just imagine the way that current government programs work, and especially the way Medicare works, just imagine 10 million 80-year-olds needing hip replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Is the government going to pay for all that?
Well, even if they will, we may not have the doctors and the facilities at that point to do. So how do we, now that we've got everybody's all excited here, what do we do about it? What are some steps that we can take to deal with this?
Well, I think the first thing, where most Americans aren't necessarily prepared, and I think this is just because we're all so busy in our day-to-day lives, which is going to work, raising families, and doing all that. And part of what we're not trained, unless it's specific to your job, is how to try to imagine or look into the future. And one of the things that is going to be a key determinant of whether you're going to be successful in retirement is knowing what it is you're going to do in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't do that. They just think retirement will be like today's life, only I won't go to work.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to do that for day in, day out for 30 years. Most people are going to go nuts.
Well,
so you almost have to have this, recreate your imagination when you're a little kid and you're saying, well, what am I going to be when I grow up? Or mm-hmm. when you go to college, what major am I going to choose? You almost need that kind of thinking to say, what am I going to do in retirement? Because this still could be a great time. There's lots of stuff you could be doing. You're, free from lots of worries. If you stayed healthy, there's all sorts of things you can do. And the key thing for keeping your health care costs is stay healthy. Don't go into the system.
Well, you know, Robert, I don't know if you heard my opener before you got here, but I don't plan to ever say I'm retired. I plan for those words to never come out of my mouth. And now, you know, when I'm 106, I might have to slow down a little bit. But I plan on being productive. My definition, Robert, of retirement is called waiting to die. And I don't plan to ever do that. I plan to fight it all the way to the end and be productive as long as I can. But see, I'm one of these guys who actually likes to work.
And I think for people who are doing work that they enjoy, then part of it gets into changing the type of perception. There was quite a period of time, especially like in the 80s and early 90s, where it became the envy goal, the achievable goal, to retire at 50, or who can retire first kind of thing.
Right.
And I think we need to get rid of that. And it's like, why do I want to do that?
That never was something that I was desired to do. And it was pretty handy because I couldn't afford to either. Stand by, Robert. We're going to take a quick break. Robert Margetic will be with us after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.